Hello, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally Elcourty, and welcome to Public Advocate. I am running for Public Advocate of New York City. No, I'm not. The election is over. Well, I was running to ban vaccines in 2013. That's ban with a B. Ban vaccines in 2013 because of the poisonous ingredients, because of the deadly diseases, and because of the intent to cause harm. If we can't do it in the full knowledge of what I know and I share on my blog, which is billiontoddlermarchforsurvival.blogspot.com, billion with a B, toddlermarchforsurvival.blogspot.com. It gives you everything you could possibly want to know about vaccines. And we have to move, knowing the ingredients, the diseases, and the intent. There is no reason on the planet for us not to all arise and win and save the human race. That's all I have in mind, is saving the babies. You know, if we don't save the babies, what does it matter what we do save? But I have a gentleman coming on who is going to be talking about what else is very important. The name of this show is Stand Up for Seniors, and Stand Up for Seniors he is. So I look forward to his calling into the show shortly. His name is Joe Jones. He is a well-known artist among aviators, and he has museum artwork in museums all over the world. He has done our banner, Ban Vaccines 2013, and you'll see it flashing on the screen, no doubt, in due course. But he also has done the artwork for Stand Up for Seniors, and he has started this group. He's what you'd call an old soul, or a long hair, because we both have long hair, so we were talking about what a long hair is, and usually what a long hair is an older person. I know they're also called long in the tooth. But usually a long hair is somebody who's an older person. But it's also a hippie. And certainly I'm both. I'm not a senior citizen, but I'm certainly no spry youth, let me tell you that. Anyway, I look forward to Joe calling in forthwith, because I have created this show for him to talk to you all about his group, Stand Up for Seniors. So as I wait for him to call in, I will say that I had a show the other day. I have a group on Facebook called Ban Vaccines 2013, and if you want to get active, we are all about action. And I hope you will join it, please, forthwith. And we have a lot of things for you to do. You can start by just visiting my blog, and there are 20 actions right there. But we have actions almost every other day that we call for people to participate in if they're serious about banning vaccines. And this has gotten to be a very popular group, unfortunately, because it's popular because there are so many children who are both injured or dead from vaccines. And, of course, I just posted something to Joe's group. 23 seniors just died from the H1N1 flu shot. So here I'm going to pick up Joe right now. Welcome, Joe Jones, my friend.
Sally, my pally, how you doing today?
Well, I just posted something to your group, Stand Up for Seniors, about 23 seniors dying from the flu shot. I don't know if you've seen that yet. But
yep.
I started talking about what I know best about, which is vaccines, and the fact that you did the artwork for both Ban Vaccines 2013 and for the Stand Up for Seniors group. And I'd like you to talk a little bit about this group and what you hope to achieve with it.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I do very much thank you for having me as a guest on your show once again. You are just an amazing being. And when we talk about the term activism, the active word, there is action, taking action. And you are, a phenomenal power, a force of nature when it comes to, you know, making actions happen and getting things, you know, working and moving, which is exactly what, you know, that's part of our job. Certainly, being an activist myself, there are many, many issues that are critical and near and dear to my heart and others. And certainly as a historic artist as I am, I have spent my last, you know, virtually 2.5 decades working with elderly, particularly World War II veterans, and have spent some of the richest moments of my life working with and becoming friends with some of these amazing elderly people. And it kind of stems from that as far as this project of mine, which I launched nearly 3 years ago. The group is called Stand Up for Seniors. And again, it was a grassroots kind of a mission, and I thought, you know, is a very simple method in which we could join forces to help our seniors in our community and become a national project, and basically, you know, have huge actual, you know, potential and real progress in doing many things for our seniors. But I'll start certainly with a wonderful quote that was quoted just months before the Wright brothers' historic launch at Kitty Hawk, at a speech in New York back on September 7th, 1903. Theodore Roosevelt boldly stated, "Far and away the best prize that life offers is the chance to work hard at work worth doing." And we think about our time here on Earth, and we think about what's worthy of our efforts. And working to better the lives of others, of course, is paramount when we think about very worthy causes, things, you know, to prevent, you know, situations. We talk about, you know, vaccines quite a bit. You know, you want to do some prevention. Don't vaccinate. You know, as far as avoiding things, you know, we work as activists. Hands down, one of the most vulnerable, isolated, and victimized sections of our society is our senior citizens. You know, the heart and soul, the backbone of this country is our seniors, our elderly. And they, unfortunately, in our Western society, have been thrown to the wayside, as opposed to certainly Eastern cultures and Asian cultures, where they truly honor their elderly. They put them, you know, above, you know, all the rest, and certainly, you know, Eastern communities, certainly in a tribe, in a group, you know, virtually it's only the very small and the very elderly that are trusted. Everyone in between are idiots. You know, they are not to be trusted. You know, it's only the very young, small kids, children, and the elderly, the wise elderly, that, you know, again, we listen to. In our country, unfortunately, through media and just the way that our society is, we talk about, oh, you know, honoring our veterans. Do we really honor them? No. You know, we'll stick, you know, 2-cent, you know, yellow ribbon stickers on our bumpers. Is that honoring or doing a damn thing for our veterans? No. If you want to honor our veterans, then maybe we start, you know, really working to, make sure that their benefits, their health benefits and other things are protected and maintained and, in fact, enforced, which are not. You know, I could go on as far as just support, real support to veterans. When we talk about our elderly, the mission statement on our Facebook group is, and again, I will start out with the actual formal name. It is Stand Up for Seniors. Stand Up for Seniors. And that's exactly what it's about, is standing up for these people. Many can't stand up for themselves. And doggone it, we have a responsibility and a duty to these people. They have built this country into the great nation that we have, and we owe it to them 100 times over for us to get off our butts and actually do something to help them in their most dire time. You know, many of these people are, you know, they've lost their spouse. They are now living in virtual fear of all this turmoil and all the nonsense that's going on that they hear on the news, and they're, many are terrified, and many, many are absolutely hopeless. They do not have hope for anything. And for those people, they very much, you know, wither away and die. Many, you know, without anyone there to know who they were, you know, what they did, you know, their you know, families have long since abandoned them, and, you know, I mean, horrible stuff. And it's like, doggone it. Just the thought of that drives me crazy. So I launched Stand Up for Seniors 3 years ago, and or two, actually it's been over 2 years now, and the idea was to create a group that collectively, you know, we just bring our resources together. But the mission statement reads, Stand Up for Seniors is a national outreach group built on a foundation of compassion and cooperation to directly address the problems and issues faced by seniors, our most vulnerable, isolated, and victimized members of our community, through the respectful sharing of information, resources, and ideas. We collectively send a loving message to our senior communities nationwide today by saying, you are not alone. And what my mission is, particularly on introducing the group to your listeners, is to certainly invite everybody, whether, you know, you've got any resources or not. There are many areas in which, you know, a senior has difficulty in, and it could be anything, you know, just technical things, you know, how you plug in a DVD player. You know, or other things, which is one of the things I want to develop, is, you know, programs throughout the United States to actually help seniors learn how to use a computer for the first time in their lives and get on the internet and understand what this is about, because there's no one there to help them. So basically, the group is you know, we're a very small group right now. My goal is to bring in, you know, at least 100, if not 200 or more. I'd love to see 1,000 new members before Christmas, before the holidays, you know. As we get into the winter months, you know, it gets more and more difficult just by nature, you know. For our seniors, for many of them that are already struggling, you know, on fixed incomes, you know, just trying to keep the heat on. And for many of them, it is a decision to eat or have the heat on. You know, it's really that serious for so many. And again, it's there are many things that we can do, certainly aside from, you know, helping, you know, raise some money for different individuals. There's a lot of resources, but as I wrote just yesterday, you know, as winter sets in, I know things have a way of getting just a little bit tougher, especially for our seniors struggling just to keep their heat on with a fixed income. And I go on to explain, is my continued goal to work as a group to bring in hundreds of new members before the holidays, but more importantly, through the process, focus our collective efforts in creating real, tangible solutions together to help protect our elderly, hence Stand Up for Seniors. And my goal is, of course, to introduce and invite thousands of people to come in as caring beings, humble, you know, human beings to understand how vulnerable our senior citizens are, and to invite those new members, to bring in new members. And it's much like the concept of crowdsourcing, two heads are better than one, 50 heads are better than two, 1,000 heads are better than, it just goes on. But the idea is, of course, to bring in, hundreds if not thousands of very focused, very informed members, each willing to be able to write letters, make phone calls, and prepare to go write to local national papers or produce, viral YouTube videos in a full effort to make a positive and lasting difference in the life of our seniors. Could you, and I write, could you imagine what we could accomplish together to provide immediate relief and answers for our seniors, And I'm like, skeptical, sit on the fence all you want, but you too will be in their shoes before you know it. Yes, we will be senior citizens, and we will know firsthand what it's like to live in uncertainty and out of your out of your realm in a way, to where many of our seniors are. And I just go on to say, when our time comes and we're seniors, who will be there to help us when our time comes? And it just goes on to say, understand, by standing up to help our elderly today, we help ourselves tomorrow.
I would like to interrupt you, Joe, because with all of the issues that you bring forth, didn't you just last night post many good old swing songs by Benny Goodman? I mean, this is also a place to enjoy oneself. It is not just a place of necessity, but a place for fellowship and enjoyment.
That's precisely right. Our outreach group, there's so many kind of facets to it, and so many goals. Of course, one is to bring in keen members, caring members that have some, some knowledge in other, in all different areas. They bring something to the table, So when we bring a situation up or a issue, collectively we could talk about it. This is something that is, plaguing our seniors, and we could talk about coming up with some solutions. It's also, a place where we will eventually have a website, a database-driven website, where we will have, categories of services that are national services and products that are either discounted or free for senior citizens. We might have, in certain cities, roofing companies that give, seniors a 50% discount, or tire companies, or it could be anything, restaurants, this or that. We want to, again, get to that level. But my goal is to start with this small Facebook group and expand it to where we eventually have chapters in every major city across, in every, all 50 states, where we've got, actual places where senior citizens, we can meet and provide, different services directly for people. And that's everything from helping them find, possibly shelter or resources, food banks and things like that, which there are. To other things, hands-on workshops to teach seniors, things about, the computer and the internet, to where they can empower them to understand that they're not alone, and to help them connect to other new friends, real people, real living flesh and blood people that know how important their lives are and that they mean something. And we connect these people to other people, whether they're young or old, you know. And part of that is through music and other things, you know, that they do know. And, you know, if we could today, could you imagine that our group brings in just 100 new members onto Facebook, and those members are able to connect with elderly of the peers of their generation, to where now for the first time in years they have a new connection, a brand new you know, outlet, a brand new place where they could actually meet, you know, new friends and real caring people, you know.
I'll tell you what I just posted to your group. 20 medical studies that prove cannabis can cure cancer.
Yep. Well, there's all kinds of bits and pieces. You know, just talking about the benefits of vitamin C or vitamin D, you know, I'm going to be going into that later on today. And again, really hitting that home in following up with, you know, the whole anti-vaccine agenda, and just saying, look, guys, do not take any more flu shots. You know, what they're not telling you is you need to bulk up on vitamin D. That a little bit of sunshine, some good nutrition, you know, some good rest, you know, some good, you know, Glenn Miller, you know, and a lot of vitamin D will save your life.
Right, but I mean, I have seen with the vaccine injured children what cannabis can do for them. So if they are, say, they stop seizures. This one child went from 100 seizures a day, thank goodness.
I know.
In Denver,
I've heard that story. Exactly.
In Denver, it's legal. And cannabis oil has prevented this child from suffering 100 seizures a day. Now, here are 20 medical studies that prove cannabis can cure cancer. Now, if this is not interesting to people who are seniors, I can't imagine which group it would be more interesting to.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So we're going to really delve, I'm going to help with Joe, delve into the whole natural cure.
Exactly. You betcha.
End of
we're going to have the,
yeah.
Exactly. You know, that's it is a resource center for all kinds of material, all kinds of information, and that's the thing is our younger generation. You know, if you're under the age of 60, you have a whole wealth of information and ability that maybe you might not even understand that you can provide. For our seniors, just, you know, say you go on to Natural News, you know, and you're looking through natural, you know, remedies for anything, and you run across something that is specific to seniors, for good gravy, you know. You wouldn't take anything but 2 minutes to post that, to provide that information, and it could be some information that ultimately, you know, saves, you know, countless years of pain and suffering for a senior citizen. I mean, 3 minutes of your time, you know, could you imagine just that tiny bit of effort? But I'll tell you what, we collectively, you know, work together on different issues. And again, you know, my goal is, again, you know, it's a two-part kind of thing where we bring in all these wonderful members that have, you know, something to bring to the table, and it doesn't have to certainly be, you know, financial, you know, money, you know. Obviously, you know, here soon I hope to be making millions of dollars, and if I hear of a senior that cannot pay for their prescriptions, or they're getting ready to, you know, lose their home or some, you know, again, much like the notion or the formula of crowdsourcing, where, you know, you put out something to, you know, 1,000 or more people, then, you know, it makes real light work of just about any problem. But we, you know, again, I want to collectively bring real issues to the table and help provide solutions, real solutions of relief, and support for our seniors, and that includes fellowship.
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, beyond support for the seniors, as you well know, and you are one of the most respectful younger, not youthful, but young person comparatively, you're very respectful to older people. However, older people have so much to offer. We have right here, let me tell you specifically. We have here in Queens, there is an outlet for retired people to advise people in different realms, business advice, legal, you know, if you're any kind of a business you want to start up, they can refer you to somebody who's walked a mile in those shoes. So these could be a resource center, not just for seniors, but for seniors to offer others.
Yes. Could you imagine, you know, again, retired, you know, attorneys or retired nurses, or I mean, it could be any major of professionals that their vast knowledge and experience, you know, is priceless. Exactly, you know, and just think about that, you know, we are, you know, helping.
Oh, so think of it as a give and take. I don't want it just to be about what we can give seniors when seniors have so much to give that to not tap into it would be crazy for everybody. We would all lose by not tapping into that.
Yep, and I think that's a very, very wonderful point, and certainly we will absolutely encourage, you know, that type of relationship, that type of you know, give and take kind of understanding.
Can I make a recommendation? I just remembered something I've wanted to do all of my life, and it has to do with seniors, and it has to do with children, and it has to do with pets. I have envisioned, I have an architectural training, a triangular building. One side of the building is for senior, one for children, so it's senior care, child care, and then like an animal shelter. And they would have a central courtyard, and and within that central courtyard would be a communication area. So you can step out, you can be just among seniors, or just among children, or just among dogs, but then there's another inner circle where all of them can come together. Or,
That sounds just such a wonderful vision, you know.
Well, I've already drawn it up, and I'm ready to fly. I just kind of forgot about it with my other concerns. But, yes, this is my hope. My hope is to do that.
That's just so beautiful. And I could I very much will think about that in even working with Stand Up for Seniors in attracting very young people to not only, you know, to step up and understand that yes, they too have a duty and responsibility to our elderly as community members, even if they're 7 years old, to teach them that yes, we have the responsibility to take care and nurture and continue to love our cherished seniors, but also you know, through that teaching, you know, we bring the energy of our youth to, you know, our seniors and you know, that wonderful, loving, you know, kind of relationship, but back and forth where, you know, again, our young are introduced to just what incredible people, beings these seniors are and how much they actually can bring to our lives, you know, that they might not even know. They might have long since forgot, you know, their grandchildren grew up, you know, decades ago, and
I think we have 1 minute left, Joe, my friend.
Okay,
I think
I'll
have 1 minute left.
Okay, well, listen, I'll just say again, it's my mission here that our group only asks that each member contribute in any way that they can, big or small, in a sincere effort to simply provide help. Each member will be encouraged to express a problem or need, post positive and encouraging stories, help research and share verified findings, offer known solutions and resources to best address issues and needs as they arise for our group members. Through the strength of in numbers, each member will be asked to invite as many seniors, family members, individuals, and businesses throughout our communities and country to stand up for our seniors here and now. We will collectively work to protect our group members and by understanding their problems, exposing abuse, and confronting problems in the most important, most positive, and make a most positive difference in the lives of our seniors and their families. And again, together, we will help bring and bear information, resources, vendors, and professional services from doctors, dentists, attorney groups, and a host of churches and national programs with one single purpose: to make all the difference in the world to our seniors here and now today. We are here to let them know that they are not alone, and that we are here to listen to their needs and to, you know, to better ourselves as a nation by working together and appreciate what we've got together. So, Sally, thank you dearly so much for having me on today. Remember, folks, it is absolutely a free group. Everyone has something to bring to the table. It could be big or small, but pull up Stand Up for Seniors on Facebook, and we will welcome you as a new member. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Joe Jones of airmail-greetings.com, which is Joe's website. I want everybody to take a look at his artwork, especially his museum-quality artwork. It will blow you away. And, Joe, since it appears that the show is continuing to record, would you spend a moment reflecting upon the friends of yours who are pilots, who have passed, who have shared a lot and enriched your life?
Oh, I'd be happy to. And that's, again, the part of my sense of duty and commitment. I do understand that it is solely the generations that came before us that gave us everything, that built our country into the great nation it is. And unfortunately, our generation is, by the second, letting them down. We are betraying them at every turn. You know, it's just horrible what our generation has allowed. You know, we once fought, you know, the imperialist, and now we are the imperialists. We once fought, you know, the Nazis, you know, and communism, and that's what we've become now: socialist, communist. You know, the worst. You know, and to me, that is, it's just such a slap in the face betrayal. Well, along with that, again, through my understanding and working with our, particularly World War II veterans over the last 25 years, is they have humbled me and given me such an appreciation for many, many things, and they have taught me firsthand. In fact, I virtually see through their eyes. I understand through their mind. I feel with their heart. And that's why I'm so connected to our elderly. For all I know, I very much could have been one of them that perished, you know, decades ago, that now in my reincarnation, you know, I certainly have the somewhat wisdom and certainly the ability to honor them and actually do something to help them in their, you know, senior years. I can just tell you, you know, the elderly that I have directly worked with, from, you know, my friend Neil Armstrong, of course, the commander of Apollo 11, the first man to step foot on the moon, you know, who we unfortunately lost, and we believe that, again, modern medicine killed Neil Armstrong. He was a healthy man. He went to the doctor. They said, "Oh, Neil, you've got a little thing here. Let's kind of go in and take care of it." Well, they certainly took care of it. He's no longer with us. He passed away over 2 years ago, and I cried for a week. You know, our modern medicine killed one of our most, you know, honored national heroes. You know, I've become, you know, respected friends of Doolittle Raiders, of course, the Tokyo Raiders, that right after Pearl Harbor in April of 1942, you know, we attacked, you know, Tokyo. And it wasn't, you know, a big major, you know, attack, but I, you know, out of those 16 crew, I knew many, many, many of those actual men and had earned the respect of these men. Just to, you know, earn the respect of men of that caliber, again, is such an honor in itself. And, in fact, I'll never forget the day I was standing in front of the Air Force Thunderbirds hangar at Nellis Air Force Base, and I used to do all the artwork for their big air show, Aviation Nation. And through that process, I was honored to spend so much time with so many of these fellas. And I was standing there with a fan of mine. I couldn't believe it. A guy by the name of Tex Hill. He was a legendary AVG. He was basically a flying tiger, you know, one of those pilots that flew for General Chenault before World War II actually began, is when, you know, Japan was attacking China. In Burma, China, you know, my friend Tex Hill was flying these, you know, these P-40 Warhawks, the Flying Tigers. You know, he went on to become, you know, a B-29 pilot, and, you know, eventually became a Japanese prisoner. And those were brutal, brutal times, and I know all about this. But
you
Tex
are also
Hill,
friends or go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to just say, the message that Tex gave me the day that I actually met him, he was a fan of my artwork. I'm now an Emmy-awarded and ICAST-awarded aviation artist, one of the most awarded in the world in the airshow industry. But Tex was a big fan of my work, my aviation work. And I'll never forget the day I told him, I was talking with him in front of the hangar there at Nellis Air Force Base. I said, "Sir, I will work for the rest of my days. As long as I've got eyesight and can move my hands, I will work for the rest of my days to honor you fellas and bring your stories to our modern generation so they know what you did and what you sacrificed." And he looked me square in the eye, he put his arm around me, and he was a tall, lumbering man, sweet man, and he just said, "Joe, I want you to remember this." He said, "By honoring us, you honor yourself." And I just, it just kind of knocked me off my socks. You know, I had never really thought about that. But much like our seniors, by honoring them, we honor ourselves. And by protecting them, we protect ourselves in the future. We protect our children by creating the kind of society, the caring, nurturing society that we should have, that we don't now, you know,
right,
according to our television.
Exactly what you're saying is exactly what I'm saying, just from different perspectives. You're talking about the elderly and possibly infirm, and I am talking about the vulnerable little people. But what you are saying is exactly what people who are able-bodied need to understand, that if we will help the least of us, be it the least of us in terms of their physical capacity or their age, in terms of youth, we'll all be fine. We have to care for people who depend on others. And if we do that, we will be fine. If there's nothing else, our spirits will be fine.
Yep. You know, I just think that there's so much wisdom and importance in us taking the reins and understanding that all of this is in our control and in our ability to shift our entire society to become much more humane, much more caring, much more kind. The kind of dreams decided that we could have, and it just takes, you know, it's much like peace. How do you create a peace movement? You know, it's one person at a time, and it starts with you, and then it goes out from there, like, you know, a ripple in a pond. But by nurturing our elderly, and reinforcing that understanding and those values, and that wisdom to our modern culture by showing through example that, yes, this is that important. You know, you could go to church all day long, you know, and again, you know, spend efforts in many things that really may or may not actually help a single person ever, you know. But I'll tell you
okay,
what.
Okay, now I need you to address two other things. One
Certainly.
Is your artist mentor, and the other one are the Red Tails.
Yep, you betcha. You know,
we don't have a lot of time.
Okay,
oh,
I'll just say this very briefly then.
Yes,
you know,
thank
again, you.
You
know, I am an artist by trade, and specifically over the last 2.5 decades, I've become a nationally known aviation artist. And through that process, I've had the greatest opportunity to meet and become friends with some incredible people. I have two artist mentors. One is a fellow by the name of Ralph McQuarrie, who was a Korean War veteran, who was the actual conceptual illustrator for Star Wars. This was the man that actually created R2-D2 and C-3PO, and in fact, he cut his teeth being a aviation illustrator for the Boeing company. So when you see Star Wars and watch that and look at the vehicles and all that, there's a reason why all of that looks so real. Because of Ralph
McQuarrie. I'm
sorry,
but I have to ask my son to please hold it down. Please go to another room. This is on speaker. Please. Okay, go ahead, Joe.
Anyhow, you know, again, there's a reason why, you know, the Millennium Falcon that was flown by Han Solo, Harrison Ford, you know, all of those vehicles look so real because they were created by a real aviation artist. There's a reason why all that magic happened. Ralph McQuarrie was a friend of mine, and he was my mentor. And I've learned so much from him. He was such a visionary artist. He created a whole world that it took decades for many to even understand what it was about. But he has changed, certainly, science fiction forever. That one man, going back to the 70s, he's since passed away. He was such a remarkable man, so kind, you know, incredible. He was my mentor. My other mentor is James Dietz, who is, I revere, is the finest aviation artist ever and storytellers, and he is my living mentor. He was just here in town in Denver just months ago, and I got to spend an evening with my mentor, and it was just wonderful. Years ago, going back 15 years ago, I went to visit him in his studio in Seattle, and he had never seen digital aviation artwork, which is what I was trying to bloom into, is this, you know, this kind of new form of aviation art. And he'd never seen anything like what I was doing. He said, "Joe, your potential is just off the charts." And as I was getting my picture taken with James Dietz in his studio, I turned to shake his hand for a quick photo. With my older daughter was taking the picture, and he turns to me and he looks me square in the eye and he says, "Joe, I'm passing you the torch." And this is a man that's got 8 pieces in the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum. And I'm like, "Oh my God, James," you know, and it took me literally 2 to 3 years to really fully understand that the commitment, the duty that he just put squarely on my shoulders. And I have honored that duty ever since. And it is part, you know, the whole kind of reasoning and understanding of Stand Up for Seniors is it is our duty to cherish and document the lives of these remarkable people. And guess what? This isn't ancient history. They're still with us. You know, so many, even our World War II veterans, are still with us. We can learn so much from these people if we just dare ask them. You know, you see these people throughout our communities, throughout our streets, you know, there might be an elderly couple right down the street that you can't even imagine the things that they've experienced. And all you have to do is ask them, you know, what did you do when you were younger? You know, what was, you know, the depression like? What was, you know, VE Day, you know, victory over Europe or victory over Japan? What was that like? What was, you know, the advent of color television like? What was this like or that? Or, you know, let's talk about music. And, you know, my God, you know, within minutes, you can spark such a wonderful conversation.
Well,
so again,
thank you, very
so,
much, Joe Jones. You are just such a pleasure. You speak from the heart. And please visit Joe Jones' website at airmail-greetings.com. You will be well rewarded if you do, and join his wonderful group, Stand Up for Seniors, on Facebook. Cheerio, my friend.
You are not alone. Thank you so much, Sally.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye now.